I'll beep him and boop him.
Pink Python, man, you know, the music ain't gonna stop. 2019, gonna be crazy. Hold on, man, before we get about here.
Traffic so bad. Oh no. Ah! Fucking back into this alley and fucking just sleep in the car for a fucking hour.
Hope you're enjoying the classic alternative tunes on Dave Kendall's Party 360 tonight. Shocking
Dave
song
Kendall.
From the former Genesis frontman in less than 5 minutes. First, a song that straddles the line between punk rock and power pop. It's The Only Ones.
Going a different way, and now that I'm looking at this different way that I'm now completely 100% locked into, I may have fucked up. Maybe this won't be so bad. History of denim. That worked out okay. We'll end around to get where I want to go. A little roundabout, but we made it. I give everything else a zero.
Scale of 1 to 25 based on the rhythm and the timing. 73 is the score for Kirk Nelson. 73. That'll put him second right now. So now to Spencer Wright. Two-time Wrangler National finalist, world champion. Probably had his best rodeo season this year since his second appearance at the Wrangler NFR. Finished 17th in the world. He won about $73,000. Just out of the money last night. He's on Sugar Boom Boom with the Dakota Rodeo Company, Joe Simon. Spencer Wright. One of two world champions in this field of saddle pronghorn.
Vitriol is an unusual fighter.
One, two, three, other SD fight. It's Kendrick Lamar right now. I'm tuned in Sirius XM Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop Hit, period.
I got a story to tell. You know that I cherish these. Hope it ain't.
I'm 99. I told myself a lot. Figure out how to find a fit. I'll be out of debt. Y'all niggas is novices. Y'all can just move aside. I got that car, pedestrian confidence. Yes, sir. I got that super drive. We already know who the best is. Look around and who alive and who done died. Then look at me. Kendrick Lamar and Bush T. Started. Y'all don't have to look any farther for the dramas. Y'all are the past, at the present time, I'm the future. Cause all my competition trying to be dishonest. I'm just tired of being underrated by these lazy bloggers. They just tired of rewinding. Y'all tired of me saying I'm the greatest. Y'all tired. Fuck y'all, I'm tired of reminding. I survived Vietnam in my city. Leave me in grace. Dream lace me for a walk. Damn, the lady erased. Since then, I've been on my chain, me and Ray. Nobody seeing me. She does, I give a dick. She'll never forget. That's D&D. Green cup, green cup. For now, come on back with me, it's black history. Premieres on the wheels, yeah, we make it black history. I'll be back, but for now, come on back with me, this shit.
Set up,
big L and pun on the real to real, that black history. I made up my mind, been to sleep, yeah. That's in the past, I'm gonna wake up alive now.
Yeah, this. So if you order Burger King from DoorDash, you get Black Ops 4. But like, is that?
Don't confuse it. Mona's only here to please you with the music. Wonder, but you can't have her. We gon' ride if they try to grab her.
Is it a free copy of the game? And like, hey, order a Whopper and get a free copy of Black Ops 4? Because that seems crazy. Or are they just like, oh, we'll deliver you a copy of the game and some food? Buy the game. Okay, alright. Yeah, see, that's the way people kept describing it, it sounded like, you know, no one said, like, hey, buy the game. It was like, oh, it's in-game content. Okay. In-game care package. Oh. So it's probably just XP, then. I got a press release about a bunch of fucking weird shit that comes with XP, like sweatpants and a fucking beanbag and just like straight up garbage ass looking shit.
Rock the bells, radio. you the equivalent of me saying, Josh, don't come check out Metallica at the T-Mobile. There's some band out there in New Jersey. It's a cover band. They're doing Metallica tonight.
That's a fair point. Now let me know.
Obviously the music, I feel like the way when Hove was in his spot, he touched culture,
mm-hmm.
and whether he stopped people from wanting to drive X5s, he was able to say...
Oh, he's very influential.
I feel like Drake is in that influential
position
as well.
I agree.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I mean.
I thought y'all was talking about it as a lyricist.
Oh, no. Just
too much. Like, it's like, part of the conversation.
But more at the spot. Like you said, like he's that big. There's, you know, he's that big guy. Out of a Kendrick and all of them who all sell out arenas and everything, this dude is... It's his spot, man. Just watching, you know, I've been to all their shows this year too, mm-hmm. but Drake's show was like, God.
Drake is the, he's the first fully functional superstar since the internet has been like,
mm-hmm.
where it's at.
Absolutely.
So, I always want to say that he's the first of his kind.
Right. I agree
to that. Just his journey, his whole journey, just, they just don't remind me of each other.
I can attest to that.
Affiliates Radio. With another block party.
Find some music to listen to.
I'm out.
Big stretch. Oh, there we go.
The douche is. Beat for the douche is. Beat for the douches.
have the week over.
crap. Dang damn. I forgot to bring home the Starlink toys so that I might try Starlink. Star Fox, if I didn't bring home the Star Fox ship and Foxman. Foxman Cloud, I think is his name. Thank you.
damaged.
Get up, take the fall, ride it out.
Achoo! Woo! Oh, help. Getting close.
Steve, you know I'm always posting constantly on there, and you can hashtag Aoki's House so I can see what you guys like about the show, what you guys want to hear. All right, time for another debut on the show right here, another remix from the Cura.
Could you play some more?
This is the one with
Boston,
remix of
please.
Later.
We'll
featuring Amber Perkins,
Fleetwood Mac, maybe, old Robert Palmer, something nice. Dear Steve Aoki, hashtag Aoki's House, please play Holiday Road, the song that Lindsey Buckingham did for National Lampoon's Vacation. Fancy remixes, just doesn't need it. We get a little Skags, you know, Boss Skags.
Excited about the opportunity to come down here in October, you know, so here we are, and we're gonna try and make as much money as we can,
sure.
Help trying to get a head start, I guess, on next year.
Right, and this is a good place to do it. There's a lot of money available. Tell me about your run, tell me about your steer tonight.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen the steers a whole lot, but all my traveling partners, Tyler Wakesback, Tyler Pearson, all those guys have seen the steers a bunch, you know, so they kind of seen him, they kind of knew him and told me what they thought I should do, you know.
All right.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Tommy Dreamer, asking the nation, what's your favorite Bob Roop memory? On a Girl Scout Anywhere. On a Girl Scout Anywhere. The phones are actually ringing. I think we're getting some people that want to share some Bob Roop memories.
And for those of you, wait, hang on. He's not passed away. So when you're saying for Bob Roop memories, he's still alive.
Yes.
He's your brand new Facebook friend.
Yep.
That you already have asked three times to come on the show.
Yep. I messaged him like, you know, Facebook has like that messenger where you can message people, but I don't know if Bob Roop is that like computer, you know, savvy,
yep,
to be able to see them. So I just posted like on his timeline, call the show and the number.
For the newer fans that are listening to, Bob Roop was a wrestler for a long time, shooter, Olympian, and so that's who he recently, as of what, today he requested your friendship?
This morning.
Requested your friendship this morning. Oh man, I so hope this is a catfish. Oof. Well, let's get to a caller. Let's take our caller.
All right, let's take a couple of calls. Let's go out to Chris in Pennsylvania. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, my Bob Roop memory was when he got into a little tiff with Nick Patrick, and he broke Nick Patrick's arm. He wrapped his arm around the ring post and then came over to the counter and said, that guy's not going to mess with me anymore in my matches. His arm's broke. And I just remember that. Just, you could see his arm was all gnarled up. It was like another Randy Orton finger through the
nice. Turnbuckle thing. Where was this?
It was on Superstation.
Okay.
Yes.
Georgia. Nice. Well, Nick, and Nick Patrick was probably wrestling at this time, correct? Not a referee.
No, he was. He challenged him to a match. Because if you think you're so tough being a referee, why don't you get in there and do a match? And of course,
nice.
Nick Patrick just, you know, it just gnarled up. It looked really cool. I don't know how the hell they did it, but he might have really broke his arm. I don't know for sure.
Now let's test your wrestling knowledge, because I'm sure Mr. LaGreca knows this. Do you know who Nick Patrick's father is?
Ooh. Dave. No, I don't.
Dave?
No, I don't.
What is going on here? You really want to know who Nick Patrick's father is? The Assassin.
Is that true?
Jody Hamilton, yep.
Wow.
Oh,
God, I learned something every
year. Yeah. I just blew your mind. Yeah. Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much for the Bob Roop memory. My favorite Bob Roop memory was his feud he had with Ronnie Garvin in Georgia.
That was a nice one.
Ronnie Garvin called him Fat Boy, and Bob Roop was champion, so he's like, you call me Fat Boy? Well, guess what? Fat Boy's champion, Ronnie Garvin.
I used to like when he'd wear those brown leather jackets, which I'm sure you probably still wear. And I also liked his butcher, and he started losing a little bit of weight. And his butcher, every time he'd like wrestle, would like have spaces in between it.
Yes.
So, that's cool.
And people probably don't realize this, and you actually can see this footage on the WWE Network. They have that Legends Roundtable. It's a show that they used to do when it was on demand. Called, it's from the, 2005, 2006. And they had footage of, back when Bob Roop was in Florida, like that, people who wanted to wrestle, people who were going to Eddie Graham and wanting to wrestle for Florida, he would have them get into the ring with Bob Roop, and Bob Roop would really just, for lack of a better term, just knock the shit out of these guys
in
the ring.
Olympic athlete. That would be like going, hey, I want to be a wrestler, and like, oh, get in the ring with Kurt Angle. So, he had new ways to hurt you.
But they have video footage of this guy, and Bob Roop is just stretching the hell out of the guy. To the point, like, the guy's, like, runs from Bob Roop, and Bob Roop chases after him. Obviously, that guy never went on to be a professional wrestler.
That would have been you, by the way. You would have been like, I could be a wrestler. You would have probably, like, been like the Mike Jackson. You're a smaller stature.
All right, so I knew I was never going to be a pro wrestler.
Okay.
I always wanted to be Bill Apter.
All right.
Like, I wanted, that was my dream since I was a little kid. I wanted to be a Bill Apter. I wanted to write for Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Well, guess what, buddy? You're living your dream.
I am. There's no doubt. I thank God every night before I put my head to the pillow. Believe me. Oh, we got another Bob Roop memory. Let's go to Tom in Orlando. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
What's up, Tom?
This is a good one. I remember Bob Roop. I grew up in Florida my whole life. We used to go to Miami Beach Convention Center every Wednesday night for wrestling back in the day in the mid-70s. And they moved it one night. They had to move it to the Miami Highlight Fronton. And I remember Bob Roop fighting Cowboy Ron Bass. And where they had the ring was, it was like elevated from where the Highlight players played. And we had like 10th row seats. And Bob Roop and Ron Bass took it out of the ring. And I remember Bob Roop walking by me and my cousins and saying, get the hell out of the way. And he had Ron Bass by the hair. And he took one of our chairs, hit him with it, and then came back and said, thank you for moving. That was the funniest thing in the world.
That's awesome.
See, that's a great story.
He was a polite brawler, like myself. I asked people for their drinks, and I spit and I handed it back to them and say, thanks.
Yeah, he was famous for a shoulder breaker back in the day. He won a lot of matches from that. But he overall, he wrestled so much in Florida. You would see him come as a face to become a heel with Kevin Sullivan and stuff. And I think he was even involved with Gary Hart at some point. I'm trying to remember, but that was a crazy night because Rob Bass ended up getting busted open, and at the end of the match, Rob Bass ended up kicking Bob Roop actually off the stage, and back then it's like an 8-foot drop or something like that. That was pretty huge for back in that day.
That's awesome.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for the memory. Just for those who are just tuning in, Bob Roop is still with us. But he became my Facebook friend today. So we're celebrating the career of Bob Roop based on that fact.
Dave, I think it's definitely him because our friend Tom Adler on Twitter checked in and said that Bob was just at Championship Wrestling from Florida Fan Fest a couple months ago that Barry Rose and Dave Penzer put on so they could maybe help us out try to find him. But it seems like he's definitely still around. Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's a time limit on this. We need to get Bob Roop before the end of the show.
And I need to be co-hosting. We don't know when the next hurricane's going to hit, so I have to be the co-host.
Yes, so, we got to really, I really need the help from the Busted Open Nation here. How do we get in touch with Bob? Somebody has to have contact for Bob Roop. And again, this isn't something that we want to do next week. He just became my Facebook friend today. This is a celebration of the life and career of Bob Roop. It needs to happen today. We need to find him today.
An ambulance rolled up. Not my name is Pat Al. Y'all niggas know who I am. Y'all niggas can't up shit. But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Dogg and Dogg, the Dogg Pound, and the Bastard. It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow, but it ain't no fake. I see my nigga Cooley Ho put me up on the gang when I step through the door. You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive, using my styles like a contraceptive. I hope you get hurt, seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack, patty-whack, I still got the biggest sack. So put your run away, cause I'm back. Wow. Hit him up, get him up, split him up, damn. Tell me what's going on. It make me wanna holler cause my dollar's coming home. So no for the break off, so take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I wrote you a joint? Who's a flea? And I'm the big dog. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucking paws. Y'all's niggas better recognize and see where I'm coming from. It's still east side till I die. YXY, as the world keeps spinning to the... All right. Everybody have a good weekend. Let me get going. I'll see you later.